Rolling on the bottom of page 36, somewhere about halfway through, a little bit more halfway through, Perek Yud Gimel. We were discussing Be'ikr in Perek Yud Gimel, the Avodah of the Beinoni. We were discussing last time is the fact that a chayach for somebody who would be a Beinoni, because of the fact that the Shloisha Levushim have never been overtaken by the Nefesh of Bahamas, which means everything he's doing is constantly good in terms of all three Levushim, but Lamaisa Mahusavat Smusai of the Nefesh Alakis doesn't have a Shlita and Mamshala over the Nefesh Mahamas. Rather, only Kinan Be'itim Zamanim, only at the time of Krishma and Tefillah. And therefore, he has this, on the one hand, the Levushim look like he's a tzaddik, and that's what we spoke about last time. On the one hand, in terms of what he looks like a tzaddik, and that's why in Parak Aleph, the Mishnah, the Brisa Nida says, Afilu. Even if the whole world tells you it's tzaddik, you should only be in your eyes kir rasha, person should look at himself like a rasha, because at the end of the day, he looks to the outside people, and he looks maybe even to himself as a tzaddik, because in terms of the shleish levushim, he's somebody who's never done an avera, never will do an avera, everything's perfect. However, he needs to be machzik himself like a rasha, kir rasha, not like a rasha himself, because of the fact that at the end of the day, the machusav atzmusa, if you talk about who he is at his core, talk about his essence, the essence of his nefesh b'hamas is still there, kiltol doisei. And like we mentioned last week, not only is it still there, but it even got stronger, even though what he was involved in is about some things that are not wrong. But nevertheless, just by being involved in Elam HaGashmi, in Elam HaSiya, the Beinoni gives more kayach to the Nefesh of Bahamas, and therefore it's Va'adarab, and it's Chazak Yeser, like he said, Behemshech Hazman. And therefore, on the one hand, in terms of the Levushim, it looks like a tzaddik, and therefore the whole world is going to tell him he's a tzaddik. Avilu kolo anam kula, emelechot tzaddik ata, they're going to tell him he's a tzaddik because he looks like a tzaddik, and every one of us, if we would have to label him, we would say he's a tzaddik, and even if we were able to see his machshavas, we would also say he's a tzaddik, because the machshava also, he's a tzaddik. However, in terms of his machusav atzmusay, in terms of who he is at his core, in terms of being able to really change his essence from the way he was born, that he hasn't accomplished yet. And the Nefesh of Bahamas is still the taikvai. Ubigvarasay ketodoisay, it's still there as when he was created. And therefore, there's this separation in between the Mahusav atzmusay and the Levushim, that in terms of Mahusav atzmusay, he's kirasha. In terms of Levushim, he is like a tzaddik. That's what we said about the Indian of the Beinoni. And therefore,
what does it take to for a person to overtake that?
It has to work to be able to.
But the fact that he had this and it was still a Beinoni this whole time isn't a tzidkus?
Right. Of course it's tzidkus, but it's not the tzaddik of the Baltanya. Yeah, he's a tzaddik. Again, we would call him a tzaddik, and he is a tzaddik to a certain extent, because never his levushim are totally perfect. But in terms of, if you want to label his essence, if you want to talk about who he is at his core, he's not a tzaddik. He's kitsi, he's kir rasha. He's like a rasha, and he's like a tzaddik. He's sort of in between. He's balancing in between a tzaddik and a rasha. On one hand, he's mamash like a rasha, and on the other hand, he's mamash like a tzaddik. And that's what a beinoni is. A beinoni is somebody who's halfway in between. Right, there's one avera, one mitzvah. He's mamash halfway in between, because a beinoni is on the one hand very, very close to a tzaddik, because he's almost a tzaddik. Because in terms of his shlosh levushim, he's the tzaddik. At the same time, he's almost a rasha, because the nefesh of Bahamas, by him and a rasha, look the same. The only difference is it successful in its attacks? But in terms of it attacking, it's the same. In terms of its taikvah, it's still there. So he's a rasha, he's a tzaddik, he's living both of them. He's a beinoni. He's mamash stuck in between, where he's great. Everything he's doing is perfect. But in terms of mahusav atzmusay, He still hasn't done it completely. And therefore he says, the only times, I don't know exactly where to start from, like sort of the middle of sentences over here, I don't remember where we stopped last time, but he says, Avo Mahusav Atzmusa, let's start from like halfway down the page of 36. Avo Mahusav Atzmusa, the third word in the line is Avo. Avo Mahusav Atzmusa Shonefesh Alakis, Ein La Shlita, Umemshala Mahusav Atzmusa Shonefesh Mamas Bebeinini. It doesn't have a Shlita and a Ki'im, the only time it has, Beshasha, Havas Hashem, He Bizgalas Libai, Be'itum Ezamanim. Only when the Havas Hashem is Bizgalas Libai, it's in a way of Giloi, that at that moment he's like a tzaddik. Kamoi Beshas Tfila, Levan, like by Ukiyotzebai, like by Shas Tfila, Ba'afkam Zoysapam, and even during Tfila, and I was going to tell us a Chiddush, even though we mentioned the previous prakim that a Beinoni during davening is like a tzaddik, Zok de Baltani, he's like a tzaddik, but he's not a tzaddik. Why? Because even during those times, Ein la shlito, ein rak, shlita umemshala levad. The only thing it has is that it's eskafia. It's holding it down. It's a shlita. It's a memshala. It's able to be shailed over the nefesh of Bahamas that's there. K'dechsib ula oimalayim yomit. Ukushazekam, zenayfal. Ukushazekam, the other one's being naifal, which means it's a constant battle. So it's holding it down. It's able to overcome it, but it's a shlita memshala. It hasn't really been doicha in meima kaimai like by a tzaddik. A tzaddik is libi chol bekirboi. meaning that the nefesh of Bahamas, the Leif Ksila Smol, has been eradicated, either fully or come out fully, eradicated to the point of, you know, tzadik v'toivle, tzadik v'ralik, but it's not there anymore. Masha'enkin, by the Beinani, b'shas tefila, it's there. It's just pushed down, and it's being held hostage, being held in a prison, not being able to do anything, but it's still ba'etzim there. So therefore, even the Beinani, b'shas tefila, is not really a tzaddik. He's like a tzaddik. There's a lot of parallels between him and a tzaddik, but he's not mamash a tzaddik. And therefore, shenefesh ha'alakis, misametzes umiskaberis al nefesh abahamas. Right? Those words, misametzes umiskaberis, means that it's a fight. It means that it's a battle. By the tzaddik, there's no battle. Right? The way the Mefarshim explained is the same way we naturally have taivas that pop up into our head. Right? The things that just, there's the natural, you know, state of a human is that a person's dealing with taivas at all times. A person's dealing with kas and gaiva and taiva and sinna and all those things that a person's dealing with at all times. And again, the goal of the bane is he swats them out and he never allows them to turn into anything, but they're constantly popping up. By a tzaddik, it's the exact opposite. A tzaddik, at every moment of his day, just everything that's coming up is Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisrael, Ahavas HaTorah, Kutsh B'rich Yisrael, V'Rai Sechadu. Everything that's coming up from his essence, from his teva, is everything that's toiv. So he's not dealing with this umiskaberis al nefesh Bahamas. He doesn't deal with this level of eskafia. He's holding it down. He's fighting it. And he's able to push it down with the Ahava that's Bezgalas Libe B'Shastavil. It doesn't deal with that. There's no battle between Yaakov and Esav. Esav's not fighting him. In the world of Libi Chol B'Kirbi, it's not that fight of misametzes umisgaberes on nefesh Bahamas. The makar hagvura shubina lizbeinu begadlas Hashem ein tzeif baruch hu. The only way that the Beinani is able to win over and only able to overcome is only when he utilizes the koyach of bina. Bina is gvura, right? We know the chesed chachma comes from the right side. The whole Indian of the right side is chesed. That's the concept of hashpa, of hispashtos. The left side is always going to be gvura. So if you have chachma, it's going to be on the right side. That's chesed. Bina is going to be Gvura, and then there's Chachma Bina Das. And again, Chesed Gvura, Chesed's on the right, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach is on the right, Chayid is on the left, Yisoid, it's always going to be the right and left, there's always going to be Chesed and Gvura. And therefore, in the world of Chachma and Bina, Chachma is the Spashtos, and Bina is that place where it stops it, right? Like we mentioned all the way at the beginning. So about Park Beis and Gimel, so about the concept of Chachma Bina Das. The Chachma means the Kayach of Ma, it's the first thought that a person has to be able to do something. And Bina is Maven Davar Mitoich Davar. Bina is when a person's able to put that thought, which is Mispasha, he's able to put it into a Keli and able to limit it to being, you know, held to a certain standard, to a certain Keli that he's able to put it into. So Bina is the place of Gvura, which means what Kayach does the Beinani have to utilize? He has to use the Kayach of Gvura. Because he's fighting a battle even during Tefillah, so he's using the Kayach of Gvura. Masha Enkin, the Tzaddik's not using the Kayach of Gvura. He's not using the Kayach of Beinani. He's using the place of Chachma. He's using the place of Espashas, the place of Chesed. Everything that he's doing is not in the world of a battle. There's no battle of Misametzes Umiskaberis al Nefesh Bahamas. Masha Enkin, the Beinani, even B'Shas Tefillah, it's only coming because he's using Bina. And Bina is from the Makar of Gvura. Bina is from the side of Gvura. And he's using Bina to be Mrs. Boinin and the Godless Hashem, Ula Hailed, and through the Bina to then get to Das, like we spoke about Chachma, Bina, and Das, Ula Hailed, Ahavas, Azal, Hashem, Kirish Be'esh, Bechalai, Mini, Shebelibi. Right, and again, very, very clear, only Bechalai, Mini, Shebelibi, right? That Rish Be'esh that's taking place by the Beinini is in the Libi. The Chalal Hayamini, the right side of the Libeva Oz, and then what happens is, because of the fire that's raging, and the right side of the heart, which is coming from Bina, the Oz is Skafya, and then in a way, the Skafya is Sitra Achor Shebechalo Asmali. In that way, it's able to be a Skafya, the Sitra Achor Shebechalo Asmali. It's able to hold it down and be able to lock the door that it can't get out for that moment during davening, during Kriyas Shema Tefillah. It's able to be held into its cage, and it's able to be held down. But again, Avalin is Bata Lagamri. But it's not Nizbat Lagamri Bebeinini, Ela B'Tzadik. Only by a Tzadik can you now look in the cage where the Leif Ksil was, and the Leif Ksil is not there anymore. The Leif Ksil has been overtaken by the Leif Chacham Liyamin. It's been Nizbat Lagamri, Kedichsev, Libi Kol, Kamosha, B'Tzadik, Shanemar by Libi Chol, Bekirmev, Umoz Bira, Vesoni, Betachas of Sinna, Vamias, Oishalay, Betachas of Sinna. Either at the Tachas of Sinna or not the Tachas of Sinna, but he's able to get to that Makim where he's able to eradicate the rat inside of him completely. That's the level of a tzaddik. Mashenka and the Beinani, even at the highest level, the highest moment of a Beinani's day, is when the Beinani is in the middle of Kriyas Shema Tefillah, that he has Kirish Be'esh, his heart's on fire, he's feeling the Havas Hashem in a real way. Even at that moment, he's not Maaz Bera, Vesane, he doesn't have that level of Libichol Bekirbe, it wasn't Batul, it's only a Skafya, and therefore, he's not going to get to the level of the tzaddik, even during davening. The person sleeping, Kacha Rabbi Beinoni, who kiyasha machalas mila b'shas kriyishma atvila shelibi bar b'havas Hashem ba'achar kacha. What happens? We know what happens to the Beinoni. We spoke about it in the last parak. After the Beinoni finishes davening, everything comes back to the way it was prior to davening. Again, he has a certain aspect of mayach is mayach hashelit over the lave of the ha'ara that he had during davening that will remain with him throughout the day, and that's how he'll be able to be successful. But in a certain way, he goes back to the battlefield again. He goes back to that fight where now there's no more skafia. The cage has been let open. The lave ksila small has the ability to be able to come out again. And there's a fight again, the fight between Yaakov and Esav, a fight between the Yetzer and Yetzer Tov, a fight between the Nefesh of Hamas and Nefesh of Lachis, and therefore he's dealing with the battle again. And then afterwards, everything wakes back up. That's what the Beinoni deals with. Again, the highest level of Beinoni is Krishma Tfila, but even then, he's only Kit Tzadik, but he's not like a Tzadik because it's not Libi Chol Bekirbi. It's just Iskafia as opposed to being the level of Ishapcha. It's Iskafia as opposed to being the level of Bittul. He doesn't have the Tachlas Asinah towards the Indian of Ra, and therefore, he's like a Tzadik. That's the highest, the closest to be able to get to a Tzadik, but even at that moment, he's not going to be like a Tzadik Mamish. Now we go back to the first parak and answer the kasha. Why was Rabbi Machzik Atzma Kebenini? After the pasuk Pumim Begirsa, Ubataris Hashem Chefzi, Yom of Alayla, Bechafetze, Uvechasheka, Vachukas Nafshei, Sheikika. There's two levels to a Beinoni. There's a Beinoni who's involved in Masumatan. There's a Beinoni who's involved in, we mentioned again, at the beginning of the parak, we mentioned there's a Beinoni who's involved in Torah. That Beinoni who's involved in Torah is dealing with, at that moment, he's not dealing with the Ra. Right? That's his lashon was. His lashon was the af mishit v'rasei Hashem chefzeh at the top of this page. Even somebody's b'trasei Hashem chefzeh v'yegav yom v'layla shma ein zeh chacha klal. That's the first level of a beinoni. Somebody's learning the whole day. He's learning the whole day, but it's not a raya that there's no ra there because the raya is just it's telda bay while a person's learning. And elu yachali Hashem husavatz musa b'taykfeg v'rasei. It could be exactly the same. Then he mentioned last week. I think we ended off last week. Is that somebody who's involved in maso matin? Somebody who's not learning the whole day is involved in maso matin. There he's dealing with the battle much more. It's much less likely to be able to fool himself into thinking he's a tzaddik because he's on the battlefield. He's actually dealing with the constant. The guy who's sitting and learning the whole day is not dealing with the challenges constantly. He's sitting in base medrash. He doesn't know about the challenges. The guy who's out in the workplace is actually dealing with the challenges, with the masumatan challenges, and therefore he knows much more he's a beinoni. Then we have the beinoni, b'shas tefila, who's like a tzaddik, and then we have Rabbah. The chiddush of Rabbah is a moyer dek chiddush. The chiddush of Rabbah is that Rabbah was a beinoni, was on the level of a beinoni while he was davening, the whole day, even while he was learning. Even though normally, the person who's learning is not on the madrega, which means that Baal Tani said very clearly that the only way you can get to the madrega of like a tzaddik, somewhat aspect of the libi, the rishpe esh and the lev, is only when the beinoni is davening. Rabbah got to that madrega of a havas Hashem when Rabbah was learning. And therefore, Rabbah's madrega the whole day. Rabbah's like pasuk pumim begirsa. Rabbah wasn't davening the whole day; he was learning the whole day. But Rabbah's learning was a learning of b'taris Hashem chefze yema b'layla v'chafetza v'chasheka v'chukas nafshe sheka kol ahav Hashem b'ahava Rabbah kebishas kriyish ma'utvila. He was learning the way he should have been davening. He was learning in a way that it was such a havas Hashem while he was learning that it was kibishas kriyish ma'utvila. So at the moment that Rabbah was learning, Rabbah was talking like the beinoni b'shas tefila, which means if Rabbah would have, He turned his story into tefillah. If Rabbah would have been on the level that Rabbah would have just been learning the way he was talking about it in last week's part of the parak, Rabbah would have never thought that he's a beinoni because Rabbah would have understood that he's not a beinoni. But because Rabbah reached a higher level of a beinoni, he reached a level of a beinoni, a beinoni that's davening the whole day. So now Mamela Rabbah, while he was learning, was on the level of a beinoni while he's davening, and Mamela Rabbah was understood about himself that he's ba'atzim b'havas Hashem. Karish Be'esh. He's about some holding at the highest Madrega. So Rabbah's learning was on the Madrega of a Beinoni davening, and Mila Rabbah was talking even like Pasuk Pum Megirsa, was able to view himself as being able to be involved in tefillah the whole day. Right? That's like Gemara Bracha says that, for example, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Chaverov don't have to be mafsek in order to daven. Right? If they're learning, the mamash another Pasuk Pum Megirsa, they don't have to stop to learn. Why? Because whatever a Beinoni, whatever rat or an average person would accomplish with their davening, they're accomplishing with their learning. Which means if you're learning at this level, the level of b'chafetzah v'chasheka v'chukas nafshei, shechaka kol Hashem b'havah Rabbah, if you're learning in a way of a havah Rabbah, so that's accomplishing what they're accomplishing during davening. So they're able to be on the level of halavai shispalu kolayim kulu, doesn't mean they should actually daven the whole day. It means that you can be involved in learning the whole day, and the learning's on the madriga of davening.
You're davening by learning.
Exactly. The learning's on the madriga of davening. So ba'atzim, again, it's a much bigger shmooze for another time. What's greater, Torah, tefillah, Torah? That itself is a big discussion. But over here, what you see very clearly is that Rabbah's way of learning was a way of learning in a way of tefillah. I mean, mele, he reached a level of that he was able to be makayim. Normally, there's a step. A person learns, a person davens, and then a person has to go to learn. That's the reality of life. That's the way we paskin. A person has to be kavei itim l'torah. A person has to learn. But Rabbah got to the level that he was able to be makayim this maimer chazal vay shispalo kolam kula by learning. So he was able to be makayim all the madrigas, the milah of having tefillah with the milah of having kviyas and torah, kavei itim l'torah. He was able to makayim both of them because the way that he learned was in a way of ahavas Hashem. Tremendous chiddush in the Baal Tanya that you can learn in a way that the learning, because clearly it's not like that by a regular person. Clearly, by a regular person, davening is able to create the rishpei esh that learning can't do. That learning, when a person's learning, a person's involved in the meichin, and he's not involved in the leiv. And the avoid of learning is to be able to use your intellect, to be able to use your meichin, to be able to use your chachma bina das, to be able to be involved in learning. And therefore, yeah, during learning, you may not deal with the challenges, but at the same time, you don't have the fire that a person has when he's davening. A person's davening is on fire. He's a slavas. And therefore, by a regular person, the average bainani, davening and learning look very different. Davening is the avoid of rishpei esh. Davening is the avoid where he feels like his mamash reached the level of a tzaddik. He has that level of a skafya, maybe not mamash a tzaddik, it's not batal, but as close to a tzaddik as he can get is when he's davening. When he's learning, he's learning. That's what he's doing. It's a lower madriga in terms of the ahavas Hashem that he's able to feel when he's learning compared to his davening. The ahavas Hashem by davening feels much greater than learning. And that's the average person, I think, feels that way, that the mitzias is that learning Torah comes from the place of the mayach, tefillah comes from the place of the leiv, and a person feels the havas Hashem, the yiras Hashem, much more when they're davening than when they're learning. That's the reality of the average person. Rabbah got to the maila, that Rabbah was able to learn in the way that he was davening, that his learning was so clearly connected to the Rabban Hashem. It was so much b'taris Hashem cheftza, yayman v'layla. It was taris Hashem cheftza. It was about the Rabban Hashem. His learning was so deeply connected to the Rabban Hashem that his whole learning was in a way that it was all connected to the Rabban Hashem. And Mamela was able to have a hava Rabbah Kibbishas Krishma Tfila. He's able to get to that level of a Havarab, Kibbishas Krishma Tfila, and Mimela, Rabbah thought about himself that he's a Bainani. Paldika, again, Baltani to explain to us what the Madrega of learning a person's capable of getting to. What the difference, first of all, is between davening and learning, and then if a person learns in the proper way, then your learning could be a davening. Any davening could be a learning, it could all be one. You're able to be able to be a
Havarab. Is when you only do davening, not learning for davening?
Depends.
If you're doing davening for davening and learning for learning, not learning to get to davening.
Yeah. There's a level of tefillah which is totally chay olam, and a level of Torah which is chay shah. The first 16 Torahs in Likutei Marani talks about. I think 15 or 16 Torahs. Bimiyachat Torah and tefillah. Nachman said about himself. He said about Chassidim, they say the ikazach is tefillah. From Stangdom, I say the ikazach is Torah. I said by me, we say Saiter and Sait Tefillah. Nachman said a person has to daven. That's the way Nachman said it. Medavent, melernt, medavent. Yeah, the yichud of Torah and Tefillah.
And also what the Alter Rebbe is touching on over here, what he's saying over here is he's putting Tefillah on a pedestal. It's not just that just Chai Shah.
No, that's what he's saying. Fakir, right, Tefillah is on a higher level. Clearly from the Baal Tanya that
Tefillah is on a higher level.
I can't say it's on a higher level. At least for this Madrega of a Hava Rabbah.
Meaning if you're Miyachi, the Torah and the Tefillah, like this, then now your Torah has the Milo.
Exactly.
Now it has a bigger Milo.
Right. Exactly. That's the Milo of Tefillah. Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can do be Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and be that. I think that's what I said before. Is that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was makayim alavai shispalo kolayim kulo, even though he wasn't mafsek tataven, because he was makayim this inyan of alavai shispalo kolayim kulo, this Milo of ahavas Hashem through the inyan of limud
Torah. It's not that Tefillah is higher. It's that you can somehow reach a higher level.
Right. The ahavas Hashem that a person feels during Tefillah is on a much higher madriga than Torah. And again, we all experience that, right? The reality of our lives is that when you're davening, you feel different about your relationship with Hashem. When you're learning, you have to shneimach and betalas. It's a sugya. You have to figure out the sugya. You have to figure out what the machlokes is, what Rashi is saying, what Tosfos is saying. You have to figure out the sugya. When you're davening, it's all cool about the relationship. So there's no technical aspects over here. Right, Rabbah got to the madriga.
I'm saying Rabbah was not. I'm saying it was before all, meaning. No, it was much more tech than they didn't have Rashi Tosfos. They understood
whatever they were doing, whatever sugya they were involved in, the same sugya they were involved in. Right, Rabbah's from the Gemara, from our Gemara. So he was tumbling the same Bavli we're humbling. Right, before Rashi and Tosfos, but whatever Rashi and Tosfos is talking about, they were talking about. Just there was no Rashi and Tosfos. They were handling the same sugyas. The way it wasn't that he was just learning Kabbalah. He was learning regular Gemara, but the way that it learned Gemara was in a way that it was learned with Eslavas. You see, you watch tzaddikim, it's a big misconception, you know, just to watch a tzaddik daven. You watch tzaddikim learn. So my pasha learning Gemara. You watch tzaddikim learn Gemara. You see it, the way they're learning is with real, real, real eslavas. And be able to see that they're mamish to have a havas Hashem karish be'esh. And it looks mamish like the davening. The daven up a Gemara, not in a way that, you know, they say they daven up a Gemara in a way it's been. They daven up a Gemara in the way that it's supposed to be. They daven up a Gemara. That they daven, they mamish, there's a slavas. And I've watched tzaddikim be sitting, they daven. And you can watch videos of people like Abba Yashiv, who has a mesikas, and you watch him. It's clear that it's not just intellectual pursuit. He's not just trying to get more, accomplish more. It's clear that there's something very, very sweet going on. You hear the niggun that Rabbi Yashiv was singing, and Rabbi Yashiv was learning. You watch tzaddikim like this learning. It's there's a certain geschmack. Somebody told me recently, Sor Rabbi Zucker. He told me that he one time walked into where Rabbi Zucker was staying. Where exactly he was staying? He said one time he had two re'iyas that he saw Rabbi Zucker. He said one time he saw him. He walked into the room. Rabbi Zucker was sitting there with Ilul Kutatara Terar. He said his face was red and his mamish beslav is kongol of Kutatara Terar. He is a Chabad neshama. This is what he connects to very much. So he said another time he came in about a year or two later and he saw mamish with the same expression, the same eslavas sitting over Gemara. And he said that to me was the godless. The godless says that he's able to learn the Hava Rabba Kabashas Kweshma of Tefillah. He's able to do that when a person's learning a piece of Gemara. But that's tzaddikim. Rabbi Zucker says all the time that tzaddikim, the goal of tzaddikim is to be able to be Megala, that a person is able to learn all of Nigla. The goal of Nister is to be Megala. He can learn all of Nigla in a way that's also Havas Hashem, also with Karish Be'esh, it's also with a Slavas, also with a Geshmak, also with that Chuka that a person has. Again, we spoke about some Perk Dalet and Hey, when we spoke about what real Torah is, the relationship that a person has in there. When you know what that is, so then. Huh?
We never said that by tefillah.
That what?
That the Torah creates a yichud like the Shmuel Chumash.
Right. But the problem is that we said in Parakei that yichud is a reality, but it's not a reality that we feel. When you're middle of learning, it's very difficult to feel that reality. It's a reality. The Metzia says, you're right. Talmud Torah can make it cool. The yichud that takes is who yichud niflash and yichud kamayot. It's the highest yichud. But at the same time, you don't feel that yichud. And when you're davening, you feel that yichud. When you're davening, you feel hallelujah. You feel that. You feel the connection to the Rabbanu Shem. That's Karish Be'esh. So when you're learning it, it's very difficult to feel it. The reality of learning. Sa'ad Nefesh HaChaim talks about this. Sa'ad Baal Tanya talks about this, that it's very difficult when a person's learning to be able to be constantly thinking of thoughts lashma. It's a very difficult thing to do. But if you can get to the level of Rabbah, that the whole learning, every word, is Teruah Hashem Cheftza Yoyim and V'Layla V'Chafetza V'Chashecha V'Tshuka V'Nefesh Shekeka LaHashem. This high, high level of Tshuka. So then, yeah, then you davening and learning, it's all the same. It's all one Hashem. Yeah, because then the Torah has the Ma'ala.
Then you have the.
Then the Torah has the Ma'ala of Tefillah. The Torah has the Ma'ala of Krish
Be'ish.
Right. And
the Yichud of the Torah itself.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's my drag of Rabbah.
You don't think so?
I don't think that's what you're saying.
So that's why. So now it's
take that out, but I don't know.
It's just l'chera, one thing that's clear, I think I mentioned this very quickly before, but I think one thing that is clear is that it seems l'chera, and this is a discussion amongst the Mefarshim, whether the Beinani b'shas tefillah is maz bara or not. Which means what does the Beinani feel about the Ra b'shas tefillah? Again, we said that he's not mamash like a tzaddik. We said the difference between a tzaddik and a not tzaddik is avolenis bat l'gam rebeni elo b'tzaddik libichol b'kivu mos barav asana b'tachas asina. So what happens to the beinani b'shas tefillah? Is he mos barav or not mos barav? So pashas, it looks like he's not mos barav. Right? That's what it looks like he's saying over here. But mos barav asana b'tachas asina, that's only by a tzaddik. Ashle b'tachas asina. So again, it's a shaila. I'm going to leave it as a shaila because the Rebbe talks about it in a sikha. It's a discussion from a lot of mefarshim. Exactly what Rabbah thought, which means was Rabbah Mas Barah? Was he not Rabbah Mas Barah? If Rabbah was Mas Barah, so then he should have chapped that he's a tzaddik. If he wasn't Mas Barah, he should have chapped that he's not a tzaddik. So you can't make a mistake. We have a very, very clear deciding factor to decide whether you're a tzaddik or not. How do you know whether you were deicher completely or not? He says right here, but if you don't hate Ra, that means you're still a Beinani. If you do hate Ra, that means you're a tzaddik.
Is he talking about after Tefillah or even
Mashiach? No, he's even talking about B'shas Tefillah. He was talking about B'shas Tefillah. This line over here is talking about B'shas Tefillah. So some of Harshim say that Fakert, that a Beinani B'shas Tefillah is able to feel the level of Mas Bra. I don't think he says that. Not if you hear he's talking about B'shas Tefillah. Right, but us the skaf, yo. Sitra achshav b'chalas mali. So I'm going to write a b'shas tefillah. Avol loin is bat lagamri bebeinani elo b'tzadik, which means loin is bat lagamri b'shas tefillah, because that's what he's talking about in these lines, right? So I don't know. The chayyim is not maz bara. So what did Rabbah think? If Rabbah was maz bara, then he knows he's a tzadik. He's not maz bara.
I don't say clearly which way it is. Meaning the iskafia of the moment is
the chayyim not maz bara. No,
it's maz bara in the moment.
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
In reality, it's only iskaf. It's only iskaf.
So what does it mean? But as this copy says, "Shachem Shcholzma Avolain is about the Lagami Beni Elu B'Tzadik Shenemar Boy." The Tzadik it says about him, "Believe Chalbekev Vumaz Bara." Why is he adding in Vumaz Bara? Vumaz Bara sounds like that's part of the difference between the Tzadik and the Beni. You know, First of all, it's v'libichol b'kirbi. It's a skafi as opposed to totally wiping it out.
Outside of davening.
No, but he's talking about inside of davening now. I don't know. Pashasi means that that the difference is between masbara. So again, if they were going to how Rabbi thought that he was benini or he didn't think it was benini. Again, that itself is a.
No, says on kisisa. He says on the pasuk that when Moshe went down from the
right.
And he said v'yibra this Moshe said la yada kikar narpana, right? He didn't know that it's benini. He says over there. He says in the last article there, he's masber that Avadim Moshe Rabbeinu was clearly right. There was on the highest levels, and Mamash came from Atzilus, but he didn't know that he had this Islavas. Meaning, there's a certain not awareness that a certain unawareness that a tzaddik has about his own tzidkus. It's from because of the bittel.
Maybe I don't know. Here we're not talking about a madriga. We're talking about are you saying a bara or not saying a bara? Which means this is not even a madriga. This is a metzias. Right? Do you feel the sinna towards Ra? When you see Ra, what do you feel? What's the feeling?
You can't have the mistake of thinking that.
Are you saying it or not saying it? Okay, wait. Again, if you're talking about Madrigas and Sitkis, yes or no? What do you see the Ra? Is it disgusting to you or is it not disgusting to you?
Maybe he didn't know that a
Sadik
was most Ra. Maybe that
didn't. He didn't know Tani Parakid Gimel. Father Rabbi Parakid Gimel. That's not a Shalom. Rabbi Avada knew this. It's clear that Rabbi knew this. Shal just says, again, that's a Shalom. We're going to leave it as a Kasha. Yeah.
Right, can have the
Mois Barah. I don't know. That's a shaila. Is he Mois Barah then?
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. He sounds like not.
But it's only in the Skafia.
Fine. So if that's the Teretz, then that would be good. Because then Rabbah was always Mois Barah. Right. Because exactly. Rabbah was always in that moment.
Exactly.
But I don't know. It doesn't sound so much at the bottom of page 36 like he's saying that. It sounds like he's saying that even during Tefillah, he's not Mois Barah.
Well,
now, I would think.
It seems to be inherent. This, you ask this person, he hates.
No, but you can hate Ra at the moment. Like during the Ila.
Now it's Mos and now it's not.
Yeah, during the Ila, you're Mos Barah.
You're
Yeah, during the Ila.
It's coming just.
Yeah.
You're pushing it away.
2 days after the Ila, you have no problem with the Ra. But during the Ila, you're Mos Barah. Right, so, I don't know. Okay, we're going to leave it as a kasha. Once again, it's a discussion for another time. So now again, now we're answering the kasha in Perek Aleph. Rabbah viewed himself as a benini because on the one hand, Rabbah thought of himself as not a tzaddik because he looked at his own madrega and said, okay, right now in the moment, I'm a tzaddik, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to be a tzaddik forever. And at the same time, Rabbah understood that in terms of Leipasik Pumim Migirsa, he was 100% b'shlemus. In terms of his lefushim, he was b'shlemus. In terms of everything taking place, he had the Hava Rabbah, he had Mamash, he was on fire, but at the same time, he wasn't sure if he reached the level of Libichal Bekirbi. Therefore, he viewed himself to be a beinimah. Just maybe to be mashim, maybe I'll just end with this. Just in if you look at Parak Lamed, it's something to
How they
talk? What's the word? My throat's losing my ability to talk. If you look at Parak Lamed, in the beginning of Parak Lamed, he's a murdik loshen, and it's mamish everything we just spoke about now in this past thing in a different context. Right, it's page Lamed Ches, page 74, 75 really. Right, if you look at the beginning of Perek Lamed, it's a murdik loshen, and it just shows a person how he has the ability to understand exactly everything that the Baal Tani is talking about. The three madregas of a beinani. There's a beinani during davening, a beinani during learning, and a beinani during working. To be able to see how mamash, regardless of where a person is, a person has to be able to understand what the other madregas are. He says like this: Oyd zayis yasam alibay l'kayim maimer chazal v'vishval ruach b'fnei kol adam. He's talking about a beinani, how a beinani has to work on himself and break his gaiva that he has and be able to get to the place of shiver and aleif. He talks about that over there. So a person has to be mekayim v'vishval ruch b'fnei kol adam v'be'emez v'amitui b'fnei kol adam mamish afilu b'fnei kal shabakalim. So the Baal Tani says, if the Mishnah Birkiyava says v'vishval ruch b'fnei kol adam, doesn't just say between people that are lower than you. That's obvious. You have to have another between people that are greater than you. That's obvious. You have to have another between in front of people that are greater. B'fnei kol adam means everybody. Afilu kal shabakalim. Right? Kal shabakalim is the lashon the Baal Tani uses for a balavira. Somebody who's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. That's the lashon of kal shabakalim. That's what he always uses as the ultimate, the worst person is kal shabakalim. So you have to be a shval ruach b'fnei kal shabakalim. Now why? Why should I have another in humility in front of somebody who's a Baal Aveira? He's a Baal Aveira. He's a terrible person. He's involved in terrible Aveiras, and I'm not. So I should be a Shval Ruch before him? Zakta Baal Tani, I'll tell you why. Very, very passionate. Vayna pi maimer chazal. Al todan eschavercha. Asha tegila makaymai. Don't judge a person until tegila makaymai. Ki makaymai goyrim le lechtoya. His makam is goyrim him to do an Aveira. Lias parnasasai leilach pashuk kalayim. His parnas, he doesn't have the ability to be able to sit and learn a kayal the whole day. So the reality is he has to be involved in the parnasa the whole day. Leilach b'shuk kol yom, elias me yesh v'kroni yos. That's what we say in the Hadron, that the bunch of Mazaycha, that us were able to learn, the Rima Yoshve, Karanias. But this person is not Zaycha. And he has to be out on the street, he has to be in the Shuk. The Ain of Rais Kalatayvis. So you're sitting in the base Medrash, and you're sitting on your pedestal, and you're judging the guy because you're looking at him and saying, look at this guy, he's a Balavera. You know what he deals with every day? Do you know where he has to be every day in order to work? So you're sitting in BMG, you're sitting in Yeshiva, you're sitting in your, you know, ivory castle, and everything looks perfect, the ivory tower, and everything looks perfect in the place that you're in. But if you understand actually the Gilam Akaimai, that the makam that he's in is government to have all of the of Raiva Satayvis, Va Ayin Raiva Lev Khaim, Yitzabayr, Kitanar, Bayra Meufa, Kmashakasabashe, who Bayer Keshlava, his heart's on fire with Taivis. Masha Enkin, Mishalach Bashuk Ma'at. Mashenkin, you're the guy who doesn't go to the shuk a lot of time. You don't go to the mall, you don't go to Manhattan, you don't go to the places that you shouldn't, you don't have to go to. But most of the day you're sitting in your house. But gamam hailach kol yom b'shuk. And maybe you're the kind of guy who does go to the shuk. But there are people that are more bali taiva, b'tivai. People that are more bali taiva, and they naturally are like that. Kena yetzer shava b'chol nafshay. Yesh yetzer are stronger. Yesh people that have less of a yetzara. K'may shekasa b'makam acher. V'ine be'emes gamishu b'chomim ba'oy b'tivai parnasasay. Hu liyis meishu karnis kolayim emlish shemesnatzlos. He's not saying that you can excuse the guy. The guy in Manhattan can't say, listen, I have to go to Manhattan so I can do whatever I want. Obviously, we're not talking about it from his point of view, from his vantage point. Talking about you looking at the guy have to be able to excuse the guy. Have to be able to understand that who says that if you would be in his shoes, you would be able to overcome the challenges that he's overcoming. Umiki Rasha Gamar Vada, that person is called the Rasha Gamar Asher Ain Pachar Lakim Lanagat Ainov. Kailada Sapik, Kalimshla Ruchtavasai, Shevalibim, Ne Pachar Hashem Avadi, should be Maishla on this thing. Vina Beemashu Machama Gadilva, Tumalish Bar Yetzer, Boyka Eishlahava, Ne Pachar Hashem, Kumanisain Mamish. Vilka Tsar Kol Adam, Lefi Mashu Makaima Umajagas of Avadis Hashem, Lishkal Lifkan Baatsmai, Moivir Basham, Erech Bachinis Machama Kazu, which means you're looking at the guy. And the guy's failing 95% of the time. But the amount of challenge that he has, the 5% of the time that he's overcoming the challenges, may be more precious and more of a challenge for him than the 100% of the time that you're overcoming the challenges. Because you're sitting inside the Bismedjish, you're not a Yoshva Karanis, you're not going into the Shuk. So the place that you're in is the place of Alvaishis, Balo Kalayim Kulay. So you're the Bainini. And if you're the Bainini like Rabbah, or the Bainini that's laying the Torah the whole day, and you look at the person that's not on that Madrega, and you say that person's not... The reason why is because you're not dealing with the challenges. Like again, like we said, the person who's learning, Misha Terasa Hashem Chefsa, I guess the Yagba Yom of Laila is Ba'atzim like a Russia, and he always has to be Machsek himself like a Russia. Saimitz out his own fear of being able to say that maybe I'm going to fall. But in Perek Lamni, he's Moisef another Nekuda. That Saimitz and Ahavas Yisrael also you have to look at that way. That if you look at yourself as you reach completion, you've reached perfection, then everybody else who's not in that Madrega, you say. Shvach, they're shvach. They're not people that I can respect. But if you recognize that the only reason why you're successful is because you're involved in Torah Hashem Chefetz V'Yagabah Yom V'Layla. It's only because you're in the middle of learning, and therefore you're not dealing with the challenges. And if you had to go out to deal with the challenges, you would be a Rasha also. Or you may be a Rasha. You have to be machzik yourself like a Rasha, so then you're able to be a Shval Ruch b'fnei kol adam. You're able to recognize that nobody's great. You're not greater than anybody else. The circumstances that you're in may mean that you're greater than you. And that's what Rabbah lived his life. Rabbah lived his life saying, I'm a Bainini. Why? First of all, for two reasons. First of all, to make sure that he himself would never end up failing. He was never confident and never was able to be complacent and say, I'm good. He wasn't maftech himself ad yoy moisei. He wasn't betech b'chlal that he was able to say it as madrega. But even more than that, when Rabbi saw a bal aveira on the street, Rabbi didn't look at him as a terrible person. Rabbi said, if I wouldn't be sitting and learning all day, I don't know that I would be able to hold up his madrega. Maybe I'd be worse than him. Right, I don't know if I'd be able to hold up to the madriga that he's holding on. The Mela Rabbah was able to say, I'm a Bainini, and the Mela Saimitzan himself and Saimitzan other people, he was able to recognize that because of the circumstances that I'm in, that I'm able to be Teres Hashem Chefzev, Yegeba Yema Valayla, in a way, Bechafetzev, Ahava Rabbah, Kibashas Kuish Matvila, that's why I'm not dealing with the challenges. But if I'd be in that madriga, I would end up being exactly like them. And that's the kayach of what he's saying over here in Perek Gimel. So when the Bainini realizes that it's just the circumstances that he's in that allows him to overcome the taivas, because he's learning, because he's davening, because he's involved in those avoidas, but in his mahusiv atzmusa, he's a Rasha, so Saimitzad himself and Saimitzad his way to look at other people, he looks at them very, very differently. He realizes, I'm not any better than them. So I don't have to go to Manhattan, so I'm better than them. I'm in a better set of circumstances. But in terms of my toldo, in terms of who I am at my core, mahusiv atzmusa, if I went to that place, then the nafesh of Ahamas, which is sleeping, which is Ka'adam Ayashan, that Sheikhail Lachser La'irim Mishinasi could wake up at any moment, can wake up at any moment and attack me. And therefore, Saimitzan himself and Saimitzan Ahavis Yisrael, the Bainini, the Sai Rab and Sai ever been is able to look at himself and able to say, able to Mekayim, with the first line of Tani says, that a person needs to view himself, that I feel kolam them kulay. Tzadik ato, even if the whole world tells you you're tzadik, a person needs to be ato yiyah v'nechek Rasha. A person has to be in his own eyes like a Rasha. You're not better than anybody else. You're just in a better set of circumstances to recognize the godless of every other person, the challenges they're faced with, and they're overcoming. And in that way, a person is able to live the proper life. Again, we'll continue next week with just another nekuda about the ahava that the Beinoni has, and just to be mechalak between the ahava the Beinoni and the ahava the tzadik, and then we'll go back to the Perek Daled.